Hello, my name is Karen. I'm calling with National Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and nation. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
61.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number. Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I really don't know. No. So do something else.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
How about disgusted? Very dissatisfied.
I understand, and thank you. And which of the following issues are the most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I will read some choices. It's crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, health care costs, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, inflation, and the economy. You can choose up to two.
And I'm supposed to remember all of them. I don't know.
You don't know.
They're all important.
Okay.
Every one of them is important, so I don't know. Okay.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on that.
Would you say that you probably somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
No, I think there's some improvement there.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
No, I guess often.
Often. Okay, and how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say often, very often, or not at all?
No, I would say often.
Okay. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
No, same.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. using a scale from 0 to 100. So 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is STEM Scott, from 0 to 100.
I have no clue what that is.
Okay. The next one is Black Lives Matter, from 0 to 100.
I would say 50.
60, you say?
50.
Oh, 50. Thank you. The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
Wait, what's the name of it again?
The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
I'll go 50 on that, too.
Thank you. The next one is Commonwealth.
Commonwealth?
Yes, sir.
I don't even know if anybody has any wealth anymore. I guess 50.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
It depends. Are you talking about now, or would it, or always been, or I don't know.
Oh, well, it could be now, or it could be in general, or generally speaking.
Most of the time, I'm for the Republican Party lately.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know how long you want to go back to. Because I've found Democrats, mm-hmm. some Democrats were good, too. So, you know, it just depends.
Okay, and what about today? Now, what is your feeling about the Republican Party from 0 to 100?
I would say 80%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Joe Biden.
I really need to. I don't want to. What do I think of him on 0 to 100? Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to go with 5.
Okay, it's okay. Don't worry. Donald Trump.
I would say 80.
Thank you, ma'am. And the last one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. What? No, se cortó. ¿Cómo se copia aquí? Copiar.